Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
I want to play this Daniel Jeremiah thing. Brian and I were just talking about this, though. There's a within the Washington golf nerd community, there was a tweet that kind of went viral, or an Instagram post, wherever you saw it. The National Links Golf Trust is spending a lot of money on public golf in Washington. And the first course they're redoing is Rock Creek out on 16th Street.
$35 million.
$35 million going into it. The renderings look dope. They are putting together, it should be really, really cool. It's going to be a 9-hole championship course, I guess, and then a 9-hole short course. And also,
they're just going all out and put 18 holes.
Well, I think they're trying to make that like the learning center, because they're building a true office and like facility for First Tee of DC, the group that tries to get like young folks into golf and young folks that might not have the means.
That makes sense. Then.
Eventually, though, they're going to do the same thing at Haynes Point, East Potomac, and then Langston Golf Course.
Well, Jeff, you better go play before they make it into a real course, and then you can't shoot less than 200.
Rock Creek was kind of limited space-wise. It was super tight, super hilly. Like, if you missed a fairway on Rock Creek, you were cooked because it was all just woods, and half of the fairways were woods.
Kind of like playing golf in Arizona in some place.
Yeah.
At Troon North.
So it'll be awesome. The plot of land, though, they have for Haynes Point, and if they do it right, I think you're talking about what Liberty National is in New York. Like, just the sight lines.
It'll be a $150, $200 golf course.
B, if they do it right, it's $350.
JP, I'm trying to make sure I can play it.
You're Brian Mitchell. People pay for you.
No, I don't like that much to pay.
You don't like free golf? That's news
like
to me.
I like free golf, but I'm saying, what if I want to go play myself?
I hear you.
I don't want to be spending $350.
I think if they do Haynes Point right, with the sight lines, you're on the river, it could be truly, like.
I was there yesterday, and we were doing, like, a little video for the bike ride. And the guy caught things where we had the monument right in the back, right in the background. Yeah, I mean, the sight lines are remarkable out there.
B, if they do it right, they could have, like, the U.S. Open there. You know, like, the piece of property is so amazing.
I don't want to see that traffic.
Oh, my God.
I'm coming on the boat.
Yeah, CK, I'm on vacation that week.
I'm coming on the boat that day.
All right. So we're really excited about what the National Links Golf Trust is doing. Hopefully I'm saying that right. Maybe it's just the National Links Trust. Toby, maybe you can look that up. I know Barry's for Lugas.
It's not a golf course. It's the National Link Trust is the actual name of the overall deal.
They're the money, I think. And I think they got some federal money. I think it's like Gil Hands doing the renovations and stuff. I want to talk quarterbacks, though. And I want to talk about the steadfastness with which people approach that J.J. McCarthy's the best, or Caleb Williams is the best, or Drake May, or Jaden Daniels, or Michael Penix, or Bo Nix, or if you like Spencer freaking Rattler, how do you arrive at such a determined conclusion? Sam Fortier, friend of the program, asked Daniel Jeremiah, lead draft analyst for NFL Network, asked him a relatively simple question. How much has quarterback evaluating improved?
Hey, DJ. Why is it that despite the time and resources teams have poured into evaluating quarterbacks, projecting them to the NFL remains a crapshoot, for lack of a better word? And do you think we've made progress in quarterback projection over the last 10, 15 years?
I think it would be hard to point to the results and say that we've made progress, as sad as that is. I think the more you look at it, I think that there's more attention being paid now to maybe more so the environment than the actual quarterback, and knowing, you know, how to set the table for when you do take the quarterback that he can be successful. I think that seems to be a conversation I have a lot with teams around the league is, okay, A, do we take him, and then do we put him out there right away? Do we have the infrastructure for him to survive and be successful? That seems to be a little bit more of the focus on that. But, you know, in terms of figuring out the evaluation, it's constantly changing. And you see, you know, it used to be we had the era of the huge quarterback with Peyton and Tom and Big Ben. And then the Russell Wilson, thing happens, and then everybody says, okay, well, we can excuse away size. And then you see, you know, Baker Mayfield and Kyler Murray come in, and so then it's not really size. And then you see the off-platform, off-script style of Patrick Mahomes and really Josh Allen, and teams have tried to copy that, and that hasn't necessarily worked, all the time to perfection there. And then you see last year, Stroud coming into the league almost is a little bit of a throwback from what he did in the pocket and how pristine he was there. That it's constantly changing, and people can't necessarily, you know, nail it down on one style. I think it comes down to, you know, does he have the traits in the makeup and all those things? That's the questions there. Different styles, you know, that's not something to get carried away with. To me, it's more a focus of, do we have the right play caller, the right offensive line to protect him, and do we have some guys he can get the ball to? I think that seems to be, you know, what's going to lead to these guys being a success or not, more so than even just how good the player at the quarterback position might be.
Situations matter.
Yeah, totally. And it comes down to that coach really, really gelling with that quarterback and vice versa, and then coming up something that guy can do well, instead of saying, look, all that stuff you were doing already, we're going to switch all that. I want you to do this here because this is what my scheme entails. The coach has to be very, very fluid, just like they want the quarterback to be fluid.
I totally agree. And, you know, there are people that will tell you, okay, well, you've got Cliff Kingsbury running this offense and Drake May makes more sense for his offense. There are people that will tell you got Cliff Kingsbury running this offense and Jaden Daniels.
Kingsbury drafted Kyler Murray. What on earth makes anybody think that Drake May is 100% best for his offense?
Or Daniels.
When he drafted a 5'10" guy, okay, that Maybe. Ran around. And you now going to tell me that the 6'4" guy that we all say, okay, he's not as athletic, but he's athletic, he's much better for the offense. We don't know who's better for the offense.
I totally agree, and I don't think we can make a decision based on what was there before either. I think, you know what really, really helped C.J. Stroud was Laremy Tunsil. You know, like, it's just, I think situations matter. I think Stroud looks like a stud. Bryce Young might not make it because that line in Carolina was so broken. You know, like, there's just so many moving parts in this. And I think the greater point that I wanted to play that DJ for was, didn't it kind of sound like B? He was like, yeah, we really don't know. Nobody knows.
You don't. The thing is hard. I can go build a car and from year to year tell you how it's going to be better because I can streamline exactly what that fuel is going to do. I can streamline exactly what these sparks, how this tire is going to be. But I can't streamline exactly how that player is going to interact. Because one thing we'll get, they start to grow. Some of them sprout. Some of them stop. Then you start looking at the mentality of the person. Hell, he may have a problem with his girlfriend. The next guy may have a problem, you know, with some other situation. You don't know how they're going to go. That's the whole difference where we try to predict human beings as machines. Don't work that way. If you can guarantee that some guy's going to do everything you expect him to do, then we can do it, but nah, you can't.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears?
Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.